Plugged into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, no, you should start off with the chorus.
Cortez, you sound so nice in the song.
Cortez, take it away.
I don't know the words.
You were singing it all day. I don't know the words.
There you go. It's the open mic night.
There you go. Yeah. All right, before this gets out of hand. Welcome back to the After Show for Faking It, Season 2, Episode 13. The gang's all here.
Reunited, it feels so good.
I'm Sterling Cates. Right next to me, we have the...
That's you, right there.
Me.
I was looking at you. I was like, where is he looking? Like, someone else was next.
Trying to see, like, see this bump on my forehead. What's going on, y'all? It's Cortez G. West. Welcome back. Season 2.
I already said this.
Episode number 13.
You are not Sterling. Just say your name.
I already said all of that information. Thank you very much.
Moving right.
Okay, welcome back to my babies.
Kylie and Roy are back.
Help me, please.
My babies.
I'm so excited to be back. Say you are, Raya.
I'm excited. Don't hurt me, please.
I think everyone's a little excited to be back.
We're full of donuts.
This is what.
Thanks, Raya.
This is what Karma said to Amy.
No, silence. You gotta say it. This is a podcast, Cortez.
So, Roy and Kylie, what's going on? What's the hot gossip?
Oh,
we miss you guys.
Lord, I have been crying day and night until faking it started.
Yeah, I know, right?
Miss y'all.
And then the 2 weeks.
That's just my natural tiredness.
And then you're crying so much you couldn't make it.
Yeah, I was weeping the first 2 weeks. I couldn't get out of bed.
Okay, yeah.
I was actually airlifted here.
Dang, you got money. Because
I'm so weak from crying.
I'm so glad that you got it together to be with us.
I'm so happy to be back. Thank you for taking us back.
What about you, Roy? What's going on?
We miss you.
Roya had to get airlifted up the PCH because, you know, she doesn't live in L.A.
Oh, yeah, oh, exactly, yeah.
Well, so my helicopter to pick
Roya's
her
back with
San
the
Diego.
Giggles, and we miss that. I think she makes us all giggle a little bit.
I'm sorry. I had too much coffee, so words are not going to form. Just letting you know.
Your words never form.
Good point.
Well, and now, Roya, since Roya's back, so are the donuts.
Yes.
So we're all jacked up on sugar.
We're tripping.
I'm pretty sure you should look at our engineer. He's like, oh my God.
He's shaking his head. He's like, yes, it makes
He's gouging his eyeballs out with a pen as we speak.
Anywho.
That's so funny. All right, let's get into this episode. All right, so what did you guys think of this episode? I mean, we can get right into it. Do we want to do some overall thoughts?
Mm. Reagan is so... I'm
annoying.
Thank you. Thank you. She's finally gone.
I know.
Oh, well,
you.
Is she though?
I think that's her
she
way.
She put a hammer on, or nailed the hammer, nail.
I don't think this is the last time we'll see her though.
Yeah.
I think so. But can I just say something about last week's episode?
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like Reagan knew that her ex was going to be at the party. That's why she was pushing Amy to go, to show up.
She didn't know that.
She did.
Why? To make her jealous?
Yes, because she works in a waiting, her company. So in order to make the ex-girlfriend jealous.
Yeah, and Cortez, remember how we were like, that just seemed really forced for her to be like, oh, my ex is here too.
Yeah,
I could definitely,
just gonna say,
you would know who's going to be working there.
And she was pushy for Amy, like, oh, there's an open spot, you should come so I can have you on my arm and be like, see, I didn't need you.
Yeah. Got
it. At first we thought she was just clingy, but now this episode we see that she definitely has those jealous tendencies. Or to want to make someone jealous, so I could definitely see that.
Good point, Roya.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah,
I was listening to your guys' podcast.
Hey,
what do you think, Kylie?
I think Reagan is a serial dater, and so she just gets really possessive of whoever is like right in her sight. Because you can't bully someone into being a lesbian, you know? And what is wrong? What is so wrong about dating someone who's bi?
There's nothing wrong with it.
If you love each other.
She needs to leave her hang-ups in the past.
There
is
a lot wrong with that.
What's wrong with it, Cortez?
I would not date someone that's bi.
Well, I think it's just personal preference. It's not, you know, you have to date a... It's whatever you prefer.
Why put a label? Like, it's just a quote-unquote label.
Right.
I think to me it's more like, from what I'm getting, Reagan will only...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Only be into Amy if Amy says, I am a lesbian, even though she seems to like Amy right now.
Yeah.
There's something more, yeah, you know, okay,
well,
going
while we're
on.
It, let's go ahead and just dive into that storyline while we're already, yeah, into the Reagan Amy
here
story.
We are, we're in
so
it.
So at the end of last episode, we see Reagan standing outside of Amy's window, like most of the characters do in this show.
On the
it's
second
like,
floor.
Yeah, on the second floor.
Dawson's Creek
she
status.
Like, she know, like right. scaled the, you know, the ladder or whatever.
Everyone's room is on the first level. Yeah.
So, and she overhears Amy and Karma talking about how Amy's still a little confused about her sexuality and how she slept with Liam and all of these things. So, and how she needs to tell Reagan when she sees her. Mm-hmm. But Reagan ends up texting Amy saying she can't come over.
Lies.
Which is obviously a lie because she overheard
yeah,
everything.
She climbed up on the U-Haul that she parked yeah. in the driveway to yeah. get up to the window.
Exactly. So after all of that physical activity, she decided to just go home.
And, she just needed a good workout.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I'm too exhausted for this conversation. I think I'm just going to call it a night. And so she ends up leaving. And then in this episode, we pick up and Amy goes over to Reagan's house after school, you know, like the cool kids do back in the day.
And apparently
so
Reagan lives in a meth
yeah.
No, I think she lives in a co-op.
So then why are there sheets covering the windows?
Because it's like that's tapestries. Like, I think
it's
like old hippy-dippy. Yeah, like college who didn't go to college but lived in co-ops. And it's like big houses with a bunch of people and cheap.
Sorry,
like,
I've been rewatching Breaking Bad, so.
Just nasty people.
You're wired to yeah. So, but Amy, there's not a lot of privacy there. I mean, the roommate's, like, right next to them. But, so Amy feels uncomfortable. Yeah, right?
Playing video games, playing Halo.
But Amy feels uncomfortable opening up to her in this environment. Right. But, obviously, Reagan already knows and is just waiting for her to tell her. But then ends up calling her a coward. And
good for Reagan, though, yeah, for calling her out. Being like, you don't have the balls to tell me. I think good for Reagan. But
I don't think she should have just played those games with her. She should have just been like,
from the
look,
start.
Look, I know what this is about. Like, I overheard you with.
But let's
you
be
know,
real,
I,
girl.
Actually, she did right. She did right by, but I think she did good. I just think she came out too quick. I think she should have still gave Amy a little bit more time to tell her.
Amy wasn't going to tell her, though, so she was kind of in the
back of. I'm suspicious of anybody who's willing to listen outside someone's window.
That's right.
But she doesn't trust. But Amy doesn't know that.
Well, she was coming over anyway. Yeah, well, she was coming over anyway.
I would have felt some kind of way, though. Because then, I mean, wait, let's talk about this lie you told me. Wait, you were standing outside my window, so then you lied?
Yeah, I would definitely call
I think
out
Reagan
on that.
Scared her ex straight. I think that's what happened. That's just going to throw it out there.
But so, in this conversation, though, Reagan is very upset with Amy because, as we learned last episode, she's been through this before with dating someone who wasn't exactly sure what they were as far as if they like girls or boys or whatever it is. So she's been hurt by that before, and so she's protecting herself in a sense. But she's also just still extremely jealous of Karma. Mm-hmm. She's thinking that Karma's making Amy something she isn't, and she's like, oh, is Karma telling you to do this or whatever? And she's like, well, Karma's not a lesbian. I am. And so it's just we get to see how jealous Reagan is.
How did she prove it to Reagan that she was a lesbian? Just
P-town,
by kissing?
What you call it?
Just
P-town.
By kissing her.
Yeah.
P-town.
But they went to
population, Reagan and Amy.
But did you see, question?
Tell me what you think about me.
Do we actually know for a fact that Amy and Reagan actually slept together, committed? Because that was Karma's dream that they had sex. Because then Amy went down, or Karma, whatever the order was. The dream within a dream.
Not in that particular scene, I don't think so. We just see them kissing.
So, I mean, we don't know what level status that they are together, like how committed they are to each other.
But they want us to think that. I'm pretty sure the righteous ones.
I mean, we know
think that
Karma's
too.
Having sex.
Right. Well, yeah. Of course.
But do we know about Reagan and Amy?
Did you guys hear the drums I mean, that bomb was being dropped when the guy was playing. Yes, I was like, it came at the right time. And then the second time, it was like, boom, boom,
boom. The sound effects conveniently synced up
like,
in the scene.
Wow. I wonder if that was
Grand Theft Auto? Yeah,
probably. Remember how it
That's so funny. So, anything else before? We're going to get to the end later. I just want to pause there and then catch up with the other storylines.
Cool.
So, we start the episode, and it's Liam, not Liam. I got confused with Liam and Shane a lot this episode, and it, like, freaked me out a little bit.
You mean
bit.
Duke?
Shane
No,
Duke.
But I kept, anyway.
Okay. I won't try and get in your head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't mess me up, Roya. But Shane is talking about how he keeps seeing Duke on Stubble, which is just faking its version of Tinder or Grindr.
Or Grindr, yeah.
Yeah. And he's really only on it to see if Duke's on it.
So cute.
Which, I mean, I think people do in real life, you know, like if you see someone you know, you're like, oh, well, I guess they're.
Oh, when the Ashley Madison hack came out, I was like checking everybody's emails.
Did that? You find anyone that you
know? No, I was kind of bummed.
First thing,
Ashley Madison?
Yeah.
Well,
it's like a website for people who are married
to have an affair.
Yeah, to have an affair.
But there was the hack came out, then people made websites where if you typed in someone's email address, it would tell you whether or not they had been on that website.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is,
you can, like,
I'm
check
sure
all your Gmail contacts to see if any of, like, your bosses.
I checked my boyfriend, even though I trust him. I wasn't prepared. I was not prepared. I went to, like, crazy town Reagan style there, I'll admit it. But he wasn't on there, so it's fine. But anyways, I think that's kind of normal. I actually have a friend who, once he started seeing somebody, we were having this conversation of, like, okay, when do I go off Tinder? Is it acceptable for me to just check Tinder just because?
I think whenever you decide to be exclusive, that's when you get off.
They had to have the Tinder conversation.
Oh, I'll say that.
And these guys had to have the Stubble conversation.
I believe how you met them is how you will lose them. So if you ain't met them on Tinder,
they did meet
you
them.
Might you might lose them on Tinder.
Have you lost someone from Tinder, Cortez?
And that subject.
Oh!
Do you think that always
speaking from
works,
the heart.
Though? Like, what if you meet at...
So I met my boyfriend at a comedy show. Am I going to lose him at a comedy show? He's going to fall in love with somebody else on stage.
I mean, as far as things like that. Apps like that.
Like dating websites.
Like dating websites and apps.
I see.
Continuing with Duke and Shane. So Shane tries to play it cool when Duke comes to pick him up for school, and they're, you know, canoodling on the bed, whatever.
Canoodling?
But, yeah. And Shane says, like, he's like, oh, well, if you're on the, like, they decide to be in an open relationship. Basically.
Shane decided for them, because he was just word vomiting. He's like, oh, you're on Stubble? Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's totally cool. We can see other people. Okay. Yeah, open relationship. Great.
Yeah, we were all kind of like, why would he even say that? Like, he obviously didn't have much control, because that's not what he wants.
I can relate to him. When I'm nervous, it's just all the wrong shit coming out of my mouth.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can say
like that. Oh, yeah. Like that. You nervous? Ooh, are you nervous?
But so towards the end of the episode, we see Shane kind of like wishing that he never said that and obviously wanting to be exclusive with Duke.
Right.
And at the end of the episode, they are hooking up on the bed, and he says, oh, like, kind of just makes a comment about how many people Duke's hooked up with that night. And Duke kind of plays along with it. Mm. But then further into it, Shane gets uncomfortable and says that he doesn't like thinking of Duke hooking up with anyone else. And that's when they both kind of realize that they only check Stubble because they want to see if the other one's on it.
So cute. I like the smitten Shane.
Yeah, and they decide to only be together, and they exchange I love yous.
Oh, God, the L word.
I was shocked.
It was
about
so
that.
Casual, too.
Well, they've been through a lot together, but it's see that Shane is super guilty still at the end about, you know, not telling him that he's outed him.
Oh, yeah. Out of Duke. As he should be.
Do you think he'll ever tell
him? I
know.
I think he's going to find out in either the next episode or the episode after, and then they're going to, like, break up or, like, fight over it.
I kind of got nervous for Shane, too, because Duke was like, you know, when I got outed, you were there for me. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, because he outed you.
Yeah, exactly. He was ready. He's like, I'm going to trip you, but
I'm
going
to
get
you. That's right.
Come to Papa. I wouldn't say anything. Would you say anything? I wouldn't say anything.
I feel like at this point,
it's too late.
There's too much time that's passed.
So just let it go, right?
But the problem is that other people outside of the two of them know. And so when that's the case, I feel like it's all going to come out eventually.
That's
from someone.
I feel you on that.
Can only fake
you,
it for you, so long, you guys.
I feel that.
True.
I feel you, Sean.
It is the name of the show, though.
Yeah.
So.
faking it.
Might be a lot more faking it, you know.
Yeah. Maybe for a few more episodes.
So they can keep making it.
Yeah, making
it. And baking it.
No, of course. No. You should have stopped it making it.
Okay, anyway. So then we have, there's not much with them this episode, but Karma and Liam. Mm-hmm. We see at the beginning of the episode that.
We continue the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, continuing the.
Some real freaky stuff.
Yeah, freaky stuff. And she tells him to meet her later with the handcuffs and the wax. And
now, with fur on the handcuffs or no fur on, like, what do you think she was?
Fur. She probably doesn't want fur.
No, she wants the fur.
Cortez wants the fur.
Okay.
She wants the fur.
I honestly don't know. Well, I'm like Cortez. Going on. I'm just going to let Cortez's imagination just run wild with this one.
You're too much.
Okay, so then basically, so the episode is called Future Tense. We're dealing with a lot of the characters thinking about the future, thinking mm-hmm. about college, mm-hmm. what they're gonna do over the summer to get ready for college. So Amy and Karma have always had plans to go to Clement University. And so basically this summer, which I mean we can all relate to, they gotta figure out what's gonna be good on their resume for their applications. For college, and they learn that there's a summer program mm-hmm. for that particular university where they can stay in the dorms and go to the classes, and basically like it's like a trial run.
And it's free.
And it's free. So 30 people are accepted out of like what was it
3,112.
That Lauren said. So they've been thinking of doing this since they were kids. So obviously,
beautiful mind over there.
Close enough.
That's probably not right.
It's right. Tell me if I'm wrong with right, guys.
He's so wrong.
Thanks for the help, team.
So
thanks
they talk
for the
to this rep, and of course, Lauren comes up and like with her business card and is so
Lauren.
Prepared.
Drops the F bomb.
Yeah.
Or
what?
The S bomb.
The MF
bomb. One of those bombs.
It was the MF bomb.
It was the MF. Yeah.
When she sees Theo, who is now back at
Anthony.
Hester, Anthony, Theo, all of them.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone who tweeted us last week and let us know what the name is, and now we don't know yeah. what name to actually call him.
Faking it feels. Thank you, Faking It Feels.
We have so many names to call him, we just don't know which one to
choose.
She says,
I'm
here
when you need
Theo.
Me. She said, I'm here if you need me.
Oh, that was nice.
By the way, do you guys, this is a little bit of a tangent, but do you guys watch Fear the Walking Dead?
No, I haven't seen it.
He's in the first episode.
Oh, really? Boom.
And because of that episode, I cannot see him any different.
Way?
Yeah.
Theo?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of stuff
so,
lately.
I know, he's just in Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton! Yeah.
If you, yeah.
You gotta say it like that. Yeah. You just
straight
can't
out of
He's in it?
Huh?
Yeah, he's in it?
Yeah.
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 He plays Dr. Dre's little brother. Okay, anyway, back to
that's the more you know with Sterling and Cortez. Thank you for that educational PSA.
Tune in next week for our...
I hate Collie. I hate you, Collie.
Okay, anyway...
No.
So he's back at Hester because he...
We can stop.
Cortez is wiping his teeth.
What are we going to do with them? It's like, I don't
even
know.
I was just going to quietly sneak away.
Take his headphones off and leave.
Okay,
so Theo is back at Hester High because mm-hmm. his chief assigned him there after he was... They outed him as the narc at the other school, and so now he's not going to do any more undercover stuff.
Well, he made a comment that he was tired of lying to people.
Yeah, well...
I think he's just tired of getting caught.
He's tired of faking it. Yeah, he's tired of faking it.
Yeah.
Well, Lauren's just not going to, like, let him live it down, I think. And so it's like, well, this being
she's obviously still in love with it. Like,
yeah. Of course.
With
yeah.
that kind of anger, it's just a matter of time before it's like,
yeah.
She's just going to
this
go
episode,
after.
She was angry a lot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she needs some Xanax or something. Yeah.
Well, Theo tells her that he wants her back.
Some loving?
Some,
She needs some loving.
He wants her back, and Roy is just, like, over there. I just can't even. So, Theo wants her back, and she just kind of blows him off in this first part. Mm-hmm. But then she, like, goes through with doing, like, the fire baton twirling and all this stuff.
I guess I know audition. Her own audition.
She wants to make up for, you know, dropping the MF bomb.
Yeah.
AMF?
MF bomb.
I was like, damn, I didn't know she did the AMF. Whoa.
What is that?
What is
I don't
that?
Know, but it sounded really big and scary.
I want to learn.
Teach us for after.
But I mean,
we
know that Lauren always wants to be, you know, the best at everything and have mm-hmm. that
She's a one-upper.
That reputation. Yeah. But then the rep for the college tells her that she's a shoo-in because of the fact that she's intersex. And it's, you know, it's diverse. And, you know, colleges do that. They look at that, you know, race, sexual orientation, all of that stuff is all a factor. It doesn't matter, like, sometimes it doesn't matter what your grades are or anything like that. Yeah. If you, like, fit a certain demographic, then...
Lucky to them, but, I mean, for the wrong reason, though.
Yeah. If I were her, I would have been upset, too.
Yeah, so when she finds that out, I mean, she has all of these qualifications. She's, you know, the student body president or whatever it is, social chair, blah, blah, blah.
You
can twirl batons or whatever. She is like, so you're accepting me for my body. She said that in not a creepy way. Like,
you're making me so uncomfortable.
You want my body. Clement,
my mind
my
is telling me no.
But my body.
Oh, God.
My body.
I'm sorry, Sterling. This is what you get for having us all back together.
So
I think
sorry.
I just get that. Yeah, I'm going to go so too. Sorry.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay, so can we get back on
of
this
course.
Topic? Okay,
so.
Great. So once she finds out that they do want her for her body, essentially. She goes to Theo and basically sits him down. I thought immediately it was going
to
be like
I thought it was about to let's get it on.
Yeah.
Well, she wanted the fire extinguisher somewhere else.
Yeah. Roya.
Now,
hold on. Did no one else think that when he put out the fire for her?
Really?
Perfect.
We need an adult.
Gorgeous. Just stepping in water. Anyway,
all right, so.
So she says she wants him to tell her exactly why he likes her, which makes sense because if he's trying to earn her trust back or get her back or whatever, he needs to, you know, prove it.
And I give it up to you, brother. I'm gonna give you a clap for that, bro, because that response was on point. That sounded like something I was.
Well,
saying.
He gives. He gives her all the answers that she was hoping that Ref would say, like that she doesn't back down, that she perseveres, that she's not a victim, and all of these things. Which Lauren is very much. What did he say? A badass. Something.
Tenacious
badass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Me too.
Yeah. So she is all those things and if someone you want to be with someone who sees those qualities in you and not just the physical things.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she says, keep going. Don't
keep
stop. Tell me
good
more.
Work.
Keep telling me. They share a little bit of an awkward kiss.
That kiss was so awful. That's like a grandma kiss.
That's because you wanted more. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, no.
You
I
wanted
just,
that fire extinguisher.
I think for me is like now I think that woman is married now. She's in new married heaven and
focus
she don't want to kiss on nobody.
On the show.
That's what I want to tell her.
Now you're giving acting tips?
I know, right?
Okay,
she's
Cortez.
Good show. No, I'm just kidding. No, the kiss was just not. And I know y'all agree with me too, because that kiss was not. It was like.
I mean, it wasn't, like, hot and heavy or anything like that, but,
well,
it is what it is.
Take
anyways,
what you can get.
It looks like they're back together, and I guess we'll do some predictions about
together.
That later.
I think he's on a leash with her.
Yeah, I was going to say,
he wasn't on a leash before,
she's
but now
gonna
she's
going to keep
on.
Making him work
she's
for it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Shabang wang wang.
What? Sure.
What's shabang wang wang?
Okay, so back to Amy and Karma. So, Reagan has been offered this opportunity to go on tour with
yes,
a band.
Yes, go. Take it.
Pussy,
go.
What was it?
Pussy Drumstick.
Pussy Explosion.
Pussy Explosion.
Is that what leave, it's called?
Pussy Leap Forward.
Yeah, I did
pussy
write it
Explosion.
Down.
Pussy Explosion.
I did write
it
down. It
reminded me of Pussy
it's
Riot.
Pussy
yeah,
let's push
the
it.
Real
pussy.
Band.
Pussy. Anyway, I don't want to say
I know
that.
My
one more time. I don't want to say
I didn't catch it. I'm sorry. Can you say it one more time?
You can ask Kylie.
Kylie, what was it?
Pussy Explosion.
Got it. Wait, what was it?
Anyway, so she's then asked to go on this tour, and she asks Amy to go with her, says that, you know, you can shoot the whole thing, make a documentary out of it, but Amy doesn't have any experience doing that, so I don't know how successful that documentary would be. But she obviously just wants her to blow off this summer program. And
I didn't like that.
Go with her, which
no.
I didn't like either.
Yeah. That's so selfish. That is none
so
of her.
And I think that's why I lost so much respect for her then.
Yeah, she's not thinking about Amy's best interest, just about what she wants. How selfish of you to ask somebody who's dreamed of going to college to not go to college so that it would make you happy.
Yeah. Well, and this is obvious. She never once asked Amy, you know, what do you want to do this summer? She's like, well, I guess I should do this college stuff. She was like, well, just come with me, you know, whatever.
She's never supported Amy. It's always been, I'll support you, but we got to do it this way.
Yeah.
In a sense, like the pageant, you remember that when she was trying to bond with her mom?
Right. Yeah, and it's always on her terms.
Well, you got to come out and be like a lesbian. So that way it's, and she's like, whoa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not my point.
And like Kylie was saying earlier, you can't, well, you, first of all, you can't force someone to be a lesbian, but you can't force anyone to do anything.
Right.
What, you know, whatever. Okay.
Amy needs to come to her own conclusions with life.
Exactly.
And if they're meant to be together, then Reagan will respect her decisions and go along with it.
Exactly. And before this conversation happens, Amy and Karma they decide to fake it like they have passions, which they could, if they really thought about it, I'm sure they could come up with some passions that they have
that
they don't have to fake. Yeah. So they make this very like Legally Blonde-y submission video that talks about their passion for organic gardening, which they turned into a juice truck, which is obviously just Karma's family's
in the backyard.
In the backyard that she's living out of.
Did
right
you
now.
Guys catch the camera when it zoomed out? It went like this quickly over to the truck, so it didn't look like you see the tent in the back and stuff.
Yeah, I just love that. I think my favorite shot of this episode was when they cut to the food truck and Karma's just in the background holding this, just like this like dead look on
just
her
like
face.
A model.
That was so funny.
Yeah. It zooms out of good Karma, the truck. And yeah, written in a good Karma. Like, oh, okay, that was a good
yeah
idea.
So they show this video that they make to Felix, and Felix is like, yeah, this is absolutely not going to work. But Karma senses some chemistry or some sexual tension between Amy and
Felix. I was trying
to
figure that out. Did you guys? I didn't.
I think that they're supposed to be, but maybe it's just not like translating as much. Because
I predicted
last week that
Amy,
that Felix was going to be Amy's like.
I feel like Felix is gay. Like the way that they have banter back and forth.
Yeah.
It's very Shane-like.
See, I took it as like Karma's pushing Felix on to Amy as Reagan is pushing herself on Amy. Like,
yeah,
there's two people pushing.
Well, I really feel
on Amy
like
and neither
this,
fit.
Yeah, I really feel like this episode Karma was like wanting to prove that Amy's not a lesbian.
Yeah,
like maybe not that she's not a lesbian, but not that she's like 100% a lesbian.
Do you think that she was genuinely
because she
doing
was like
that?
She was like kept reminding Amy that she's sexually confused, which she is, and she keeps reminding Amy that she might like Felix, and like it was, she's just seemed to be really pushing that point.
But do you think she was doing it genuinely, or do you think she was doing it for herself? Because maybe Karma is coming around to liking.
I don't think. I think Karma really doesn't want Amy to change. And I mean, we both were like, "Oh my God, Karma is dropping so much knowledge this episode." And I think that was all really genuine.
Yeah,
she said. When she was talking to Amy about Reagan, that she shouldn't have to change who she is to make someone else happy, and that she can't lose herself to keep Reagan, mm-hmm. which all makes sense. And I don't think that Karma and Reagan hate mm-hmm. each other. I mean, last episode they were getting along fine.
Yeah,
this is probably the first episode of the season that I haven't despised Karma.
Yeah,
like Karma was actually normal in this episode, and she was a true friend to Amy.
Yeah,
since we've seen in a while. I mean, there are little parts that I'm just like, Karma, shut up, like, but not as obnoxiously. So that was a first.
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry,
with
I lost
that.
My train of thought there for a
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I definitely think Felix is gay, and his dad is probably not for it because if you look at the way his dad dresses and the way Felix dresses, it's very interesting the style.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Karma's putting these like thoughts into Amy's head that maybe she might be attracted to Felix, and then Felix will be like, "Yeah, I'm gay." Sorry.
Surprise.
And since we're talking about Felix and his dad, or I brought it up, what principal has to rent out a house with the family that used to live there in the backyard?
That's what we were saying. And especially is the district really that poor? I don't know. And he's the principal of that school because of that family, because of the drug bust.
Yeah.
So don't you think they shouldn't be together?
And who lets, when you rent a house, who lets anyone live in their backyard? Like, that's just a weird...
It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the owners, but I guess...
Yeah, but you wouldn't be like, hey, I want to rent you this house. It's beautiful.
And
beautiful
we're
going to
live in there.
Yeah.
And if you ever need
to... But I live in the backyard.
We'll be right there. Yeah. Right in the back.
I live in the guest house.
I don't know. It just seemed a
little... Yeah, I don't know. That's strange.
Yeah.
A little... And...
Well, that's faking it for you.
Yeah. Well, Amy eventually comes around to... figuring out exactly what she wants. Whether, and do you think that's exactly what she wants? Because after the conversation with Karma, she comes to the conclusion that she is a sexually confused girl who does want to go to college. I mean, Karma brought out the old, like, home videos and all this stuff to remind her that, you know, college has always been really important to her.
And as a kid, Karma was still a little slutty little girl. Yeah, with the teacher or the professor.
Amy said the prince was the professor.
Exactly.
But Karma was concerned about where the prince was.
Yes.
Slut shame in the dolls.
Yeah. Yeah. The dolls' legs were closed.
So she goes to Reagan, and I mean, they have a conversation that ends in the breakup. Reagan isn't willing to be with her at all, even though she is being very honest with her about who she is. So Reagan says, you know, I can't get past this.
Good. It's time.
At least it's honest, you know?
Yeah.
You're on two separate pages. Get the hell out.
Does this have to be the end?
Yeah.
One last kiss.
Can we have one last kiss?
I was like, is this going to turn into passionate goodbye sex?
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Did it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But yeah, so, I mean, I pretty much wasn't very surprised by that at all.
It's so crazy. I'm so
glad. By them breaking up.
I was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Reagan at first, but now, like, especially after this episode, just seeing how, like, pushy and whiny.
Which is so weird because last episode, I was, like, really, I was into Reagan. Like, she was really wanting to,
She roofied somebody. You exactly. Reagan, don't think so that's
trust
like,
No, I thought, it, I mean, it. Just, but she wasn't She's as really annoying. She wasn't as annoying, but this episode, it was as if she was just throwing all of her, just her being annoying all of me at one time.
But she painted her craziness all over the wall last episode.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't annoying. She was heckling
someone. Crazy.
She was just crazy.
Bat shit crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But this episode, I was just like, oh my God, I'm so sick of her.
Yeah. I think we all kind of felt that way.
By her.
It's easier to say goodbye now.
Thank Jesus. I don't know. Yeah. The Reagan lovers out there are not going to be happy with us.
Your character won't be there anymore. It has been brought.
Okay, the last thing we have to talk about before we get into predictions is Liam's storyline this episode. So
Xander!
Yeah.
I mean, that's not his name in the show, but...
Jackson Lee. Isn't that like a general from some war? Jackson Lee? Like, that name just really stuck out.
That's like a pound cake.
I feel like I've learned about, like, a general Jackson. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways. So he is the art teacher or his boss or whatever from
Baby Daddy maybe
before. And he's offered Liam scholarships in the past, and now he's back offering Liam a summer program that would look really great for a resume for college application or whatever. And Liam like decides that it's his dad.
that's such a weird conclusion.
Well, Liam has never known who his dad is.
I know, but like, so why this?
Well, we tried calling it out. We tried saying that from when we watched it last season or last half or whatever. We're like, that's his dad. Or at least I was the one throwing that bomb down.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys weren't on the same train. But anyways, that was something we were predicting.
Yeah, so it's back now. Yeah.
So it's legit.
So it makes sense. And he has a past with his real mom, Robin, who is like his fake sister, but his real mom. Liam is like totally riding this like he's my dad train the whole episode, and but it turns out that Jackson was just using Liam to get in with his family because he heard that Squirkle was commissioning a mural or something, and so he's not actually his dad. He's like, yeah, I'm not your dad. There's no.
He's like, who's your mom?
Who's your mom? Oh yeah, no, that's absolutely
not true.
Still hasn't found his dad.
So not only did he find out that he wasn't offering him this summer program because of his talent or because of art in any way, but he was just trying to use him for his family. Story of Liam.
So maybe the principal could be his dad. Still leaves that opportunity.
The new principal?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Someone's got to be his dad. Someone's out there
waiting for Liam.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much it with Liam's character, just thinking he has a dad and then it not being him.
Poor guy. I got scared,
and not
though.
Getting sex.
And not getting sex, because at the end, Amy and Karma is
The friendship. They chose friendship.
Supporting Amy in the breakup. And Amy asked her to spend the night. And in my head, I was like, well, at least it's a bed. Like, it's better than spending the night. But she did have plans to meet up with Liam and do so she 50 would have had Shades things. A different bed. Yeah. But and not as aggressively. More sleep, probably, in this bed.
Do you think she would have stayed? If she's being the aggressive person, you think she actually would have stayed at Liam's?
I don't know.
Or you think she would have left? Considering her situation.
She probably would have left.
She
when you're friends
bed.
With benefits, though, I feel like she probably would have left.
First of all, what are the parents?
MTV. They don't exist.
No,
it's
time
like
for parenting in a 30-minute show, Cortez.
I see.
I gotta say, though, when Liam was talking to the art guy, I was a little concerned that the way they were talking, like, oh, so you're ready? Yeah, I'm ready, or whatever, that back and forth. And they didn't say what it was that each of them wanted to talk about. I was afraid he was going to try and, like, hit on him or something.
You
like, you
want
to go to my
that.
Car?
Yeah.
You want to go to my car right now? I got candy. Like, I thought that's what I was going to say, you know? I don't know.
I'm glad it didn't go that route.
Ooh, I don't want to deal with that subject matter.
Sorry, yeah, guys. Probably my mind's else. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just going to...
Roya's had some quicker predictions so far this episode. Thanks, Roya. Keep us on our toes.
I'm back, guys.
Okay, anything else before we get into predictions?
Nope. Reagan's crazy. Did I say that?
Okay, yeah, you got that. Okay. You really hit that, nailed that
got
one.
It. Yeah.
He is so ready to push
all right, let's get into predictions.
Woo!
Look. He was like, oh my God.
All right, so what do you guys think? Let's start off with Duke and Shane. What do you guys think there? Will Duke find out that Shane is the one who outed him?
Yes.
Yeah. But not from Shane.
No, I think that his crazy new publicist is going to do research and find out
exactly
who the source was, and
that
can't happen.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I see that for sure.
Yeah.
But would they break up is the question.
Yeah.
I think
it'll cause a bump in the road, but whether
but
it's a full-blown
exactly.
breakup, I have yet to
I think
say.
A lot of people like the, what is their hashtag?
Dane.
Shook.
Shook?
Dane.
Shook.
Shook.
Here I go.
That was
here
good.
I
my dad. What's my witness?
Man.
So.
Okay,
but,
anyway.
But,
sorry, guys.
Anything else on Duke and Shane? I don't know if they'll stay together or not.
I think Duke will stick around, like, on the show, but I don't think they'll be
oh,
together.
That's his, I mean, Shane was his first. I think he's going to go back to Shane, man. Come on. You have to go back to your first. Yeah. You can be mad for a certain period of time, but then, because I think that in the end, he's going to realize why Shane did it.
Yeah.
Because he's selfish.
Well, yeah, right? Shane just did it kind of selfishly.
but now it's just the fact that
now he's in a better
Shane
place.
Shane is in a better place. He's more mature, so he's thinking about being with Duke. And he's had never thought about that with anyone else, and even with Pablo.
Yeah. Well, Pablo was trying to change him, though, too, at the same time. He was another Reagan-ish.
Well,
for short,
Duke,
short, brief moments.
Right, and Duke was trying to change Shane as well. Duke didn't want him to be such an outie.
Is he a belly button?
Is that?
Yeah, he wanted to be more of an innie.
He wanted him to be an inner.
All right. What do you guys think about Karma and Liam?
I'm so sick of them.
I mean, we really didn't see much between them this episode, but I mean, do we think this is just going to continue to be a friends with benefits thing? To me, it seems like it's being dragged on too long. Like, they just need to be together or not be together.
Maybe that's what the next episode will be, is they're addressing that.
I think they'll be together.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because I know you guys mentioned Zita.
Unless a new person is brought in.
I don't think Zita is going to be for Liam at all. I think she's got another motive. Like, she's going to be trying to sabotage Squirkle in some way, like,
she's
for family.
Yeah.
I think that's what her backstory is. But maybe you guys mentioned something about her and Amy.
Her and Reagan.
Oh, well, Reagan's gone.
Yeah, Reagan.
Bye.
I think it's out now.
Bye, Reagan.
Yeah.
Or Amy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Anyways, I lost my train of thought. What was your question?
Liam and Karma. Together or not
Zita?
Together?
I don't know. Do you think Liam will like Zita, though?
No, they've been around. No, I don't think so.
No? All right. okay, Theo and Lauren.
They're
going to
be together.
Gonna be,
back
they're going to get back together.
It's going
to
be hot, steamy.
But she's going to be
17?
Hard to get.
Is Lauren 17?
I don't. They're sophomores in high school.
They're sophomores? I thought they were junior. You're right. They are.
She's sophomore.
Okay. If she's 17, what they're doing is completely legal in Texas. If she's not, that's awkward.
She can't be 17 if she's a sophomore.
You would get in trouble.
I don't know. At the beginning, so when season 2B started back, Karma said, we're 16.
But Karma had a birthday.
But that was just 2 episodes ago.
So then they must be 17 going on 30 or something. I don't know.
Okay, anyway, well, you know,
we'll hear the story soon.
It's TV.
Someone's commenting right now.
You guys are thinking that they're going to be together. I don't think that. I think that they're going to be together, but not in a relationship.
No, I think they're long-term. I hope they're long-term. That's my prediction. I hope they're long-term.
And we basically already predicted that Reagan is out of the picture.
Yes.
Theo and Lauren.
What?
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, now we're talking about Reagan.
Why bother?
When do we jump to Amy and Reagan?
The whole what?
I thought we were talking about Theo and Lauren.
Right. That's like, when do we jump to Amy and Reagan?
I thought we finished. We had something else to add.
Never mind. Lead host always. I'm with you.
Okay, so now that Reagan is potentially out of the picture, what do you predict for Amy? Because now she's just kind of left.
New character.
I think she's going to find herself.
Who?
Yeah.
Amy. I don't think she's going to have any love interests for a few episodes. Is that cheating if you say that?
No. I think that would be good for her. Because
I think she might make out with some people, but not like it's a dare type
stuff. She's almost too dependent on other people to figure out herself, and I think that would be a good prediction for her to take some...
Or she needs to find someone that she's okay with casually dating. Yeah. She keeps getting sucked into like...
I think she's
going to
be, after Reagan, I think she's done with dating. I think that the whole plot about Amy, Karma, pushing Amy to think that she likes, his name? Felix?
Yeah.
I think that's just a push for us to realize that Felix is gay. I think Amy is done with, Amy is done with dating for a while.
Yeah. I think she's going to focus on being herself again.
Yeah.
Unless they bring in a new character. The ones, I just don't see any of the ones that we have.
Yeah. Unless they bring back the coffee girl or something like that that she went on a date.
Oh, yeah, her. The black girl.
Alright, anyway. Any other predictions?
Did you guys just pause and giggle?
We were like, what are you guys talking like, about?
Wait, was that racist? Y'all were like, is that racist? Glad he said it.
Do you guys have any other predictions?
I'm all predicted out.
I predict Reagan is gone.
Really? Wow. That was groundbreaking. Thank you for contributing that last thought.
It's the explosion.
That's so funny. All right, guys. That about does it for us. Where can we find you guys on social media?
All right, Roya doesn't want to promote. You can find me on Twitter at the Kylie Hodges or Instagram just at Kylie Hodges.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Hey Roya. That's HeyRoya.
Wow, that's so amazing. You can find me on all social media as Cortez G West. Make sure you also follow us at AfterBuzz TV. Really? Sterling? Okay. Yes, that's Cortez G West, guys.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Kate. And like Cortez said, all of us at AfterBuzz TV on SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube. And we will see you guys next week for episode 14. Thanks, guys.
Good. Try to ride your teeth.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.